Need to listen again? You can just rewind, because this is an OFM podcast. OFM, the sound of your life.
Gone again, and struck even better.
Great start for the BKB Knights.
It's night time. All the action on and off the field.
It was another frustrating weekend for the VKB Knights in a CSA T20 challenge as the team was once again unable to take to the field in either of their two matches in the tournament. No players possible on Saturday in a match between the Knights and the Halfpipe Lions in Kimberley due to a wet outfield. It was the third time in a tournament that no players possible in the Durban City. On Monday, it was the Knights' first game in Bloemfontein and it was the same result for the Knights as play was not possible. While the pitch at the Mangaung Oval was dry, it was the soft underfoot conditions which made it too dangerous for the players, especially the bowlers. The umpires Dennis Smith and Stephen Harris consulted the respective captains Pite van Biljon and Rory Clanfield before calling the game off. One of the Knights players commented that Harris was a man in the white coat in each of the games called off due to rain. The coach Alan Kruger says that for his team it's important to control what they can on and off the field, and even though the games have been washed out, they have been collecting points, which keeps their slim chances of reaching the semi-finals alive.
Definitely the weather obviously is one of the things that we spoke about, knowing that we're going to play this time of the year and it being the rainy season. You know, these are points that I think that we can take against teams that we should be taking it. But then again, valid points taking us into the last few rounds of the competition, this is not a bad thing. So that means that, you know, everything is to play for us.
The Knights' last home match of the season will be tomorrow night against the Dolphins at the Mangaung Oval, provided that the weather plays along. This will be a very sad occasion for Knights and sport in the Free State, as it will be the very last time that the great Ryan McLaren will be taking to the field at home. Mackie, who has been a stalwart of the Knights and Free State cricket, will be retiring at the end of the season after 17 years. His replacement in the team for next season will be the Titans leg spinner Sean Bonberg. Bonberg has spent his entire career at the Titans and Northerns, but says that he is excited ahead of the next chapter in his career.
A lot of memories, a lot of good games, a lot of trophies over the years. So it's a bit of a bittersweet day for me when I signed with the Knights. Obviously excited to go there, but obviously a big part of me is staying in Pretoria. I've been born and bred here in Pretoria, obviously lived here my whole life, and then obviously played for Titans last 10 years. So I'm a bit sad of leaving the boys this side, but obviously very excited to go to the Knights. Yeah, so it'll be lucky. Obviously excited and yeah, looking forward for next season.
The Knights game against the Dolphins at the Mangaung Oval is scheduled to get underway at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. And that's it for this week.
Central South Africa's cricketing pride. OFM, proud supporter of the VKB Knights. Hope you enjoyed that. OFM, the sound of your life.